The 1st of April 2021. My name is Justin and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1207. Our topic today is, read these 8 tips about lunch meat to double your business. This podcast is sponsored by.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
Jimmy John's is the ultimate sandwich shop in the region, with gourmet sandwiches made with fresh ingredients. Jimmy John's is one of the best places in the world to make gourmet saucers and sandwiches while the ingredients are always fresh. Jimmy John's is the perfect place to make gummy bears, sub sandwiches and other foods, with the ingredient always freak fresh. Read on to learn why you should make your own sausage, which components you need and what steps you need to take to make your own sausage. Read and read again and again as we learn more about why we should enter the meat grinder business, how to assemble and use the grinders, and the importance of maintaining the machine. You will end up eating whole food plants based on Jimmy John and try to avoid processed ingredients. Other vegans eat wheat bread and slices of house meat and other vegan dietary advice here. On the other hand, you may not want any additives or preservatives in your diet and your meat may not be freshly spiced up. You can save money and stretch the meat by preparing free meals with whole foods, roast or other meat. This is becoming increasingly popular in restaurants as restaurant owners find that meat grinders can help them reduce their food costs. It is important to continue to provide healthy packed lunches in a variety of ways while your children learn to eat what they are familiar with. But in the meantime, remember that their eating habits are unlikely to change overnight. Small steps taken every day can help you eat healthily for a lifetime and save your business money in the long term. One of the best ways to prevent food contamination in your grocery store is through food safety training and education. This helps not only the environment so that restaurants can learn about reducing food waste, but also you as a business. Suggestions include that food should be prepared and consumed within 4 hours of preparation, kept cool, prepared, eaten, and stored in a lunchbox for up to several hours. Take extra steps to keep your fridge and freezer at the right temperature and make sure chilled food stays as safe as possible. Keep the temperature in the refrigerator below 40 degrees Celsius and make sure that low-risk food is stored in a cool, dry place such as a refrigerator or freezer or in an airtight container. Make sure all your refrigerators and freezers are running and clean and tidy, and keep the temperatures in your refrigerators at minus 40 degrees Celsius. Proper storage of food is important to preserve food and prevent pathogenic bacterial growth that can quickly lead to food waste. Eliminating flooding, particularly from drops of thawed meat, will help prevent cross-contamination, where bacteria spread from one food to another, and will help reduce the risk of listeria bacteria that can grow in refrigerated temperatures. If your children are eating little from their lunchbox despite all their efforts, at least try to make sure they eat a nutritious breakfast and dinner. If they decide not to eat, the regular snack time provides an opportunity to eat nutritious food. Every second meal counts. If your child barely eats anything from his or her lunchbox, despite all your efforts, you should try to make it count. Combining home inspections and kitchen bills through a cash register system will help your employees stop going out for dinner for profit. This is especially important if you keep your food in a cool place such as a freezer, refrigerator, or even air conditioning. Suitable foods for freezing are foods that can be kept in the freezer for up to 2 weeks, as the lunchbox must remain cool. It is important to minimize the time your food is in the danger zone of temperature to inhibit bacterial growth. Properly chilled foods slow down the growth of bacteria and further reduce the risk of disease. Cooling and following best practices in food handling, such as cleaning hands, surfaces and products, cooking to safe temperatures and eating at safe temperatures, as well as adherence to food safety guidelines and compliance, through appropriate hygiene practices, will further reduce the risk of falling ill. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, discussion of the benefits of growing your own food and working with local retailers to sell healthy vegan food is a good start. Get the 8 vegan dietary mistakes you need to avoid, herbal-based instructions on what you shouldn't eat and more. You will learn how to get started properly and find recipe finders full of tips and tricks for healthy, delicious vegan food. Learn more about the importance of healthy nutrition and nutrition in your company and how we got started. This is all for today, guys. My name is Justin and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.